When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Really? Sorry, fellas. Force of habit. That's the worst song of all time.
Oh, hang on. He's bit up.
Sammy, it's us, man. Open up. Sammy. Sammy, come on, man, open up. Why isn't he opening? I can see the light on in there. All right, let's just go in.
Tallahassee Turner, Major Bakersfield, and Dom Drunkard. You enter into the familiar residence of Dr. Simeon Can't-Stand-You-Bits, in spite of the fact that nobody answered your insistent knocking at the front door. It's dark inside, and the sleeting rain is still falling outside. After your daring aquatic escape from the home of Anna Tomaszewski Fairbairns, your erstwhile rescuer was kind enough to give you a ride across town back to your old familiar neighborhood. Captain Carl Runch seems to have decided to tag along. The exciting circumstances of your introduction seems to have intrigued him. The only light that you can see in the house appears to be coming from the study, just to the left of the front door as you enter.
Dom, let's get you laid down, man. We gotta get you patched up a little bit.
Keep your hands off me.
Yeah, only my hands can be on him. Come on, let's
only
go.
His hands can be on me.
Already
come
got
on,
him.
Major.
Bakersfield, patch him up.
All right, I already did patch him up. Let's take you into the living room.
He's got the hands of a healer.
All right, here's the couch.
And I mean that as like a doctor, not like the doctor.
By the living room, Sam, you mean the study, which is the study one next to you where the lights are on.
Aren't we at Simmy's house?
Let's go in the study.
Let's go in the study. Oh, hey, we're in the study. Here, lay down on this couch, Dom.
This couch right here?
Yeah.
Why did you sound like that?
Because you're heavy, man. I'm carrying you, all right?
Like a baby?
And I only have one eye.
Yeah, jeez.
Are you carrying me like a baby or kind of like over your shoulder like a sack of potatoes?
How would you like to be carried?
I'd like to be carried like a baby.
All right, I'm carrying like a baby.
Thank you.
Like a baby boy. There you go. Oh, like hey, look, there's an Afghan right here.
An Afghan? Please pull the... Will you tuck me in with the quilt?
Yeah, done.
Okay.
I'm nice and warm and toasty.
No, you're not. You're not yet.
Oh, I'm cold.
I have to describe some things before you can be toasty.
I'm cold and shivery.
Okay, good. Good improv, Pete. Good job.
I was listening. And taking notes. Perfect. Yes, I was listening and taking notes.
Oh my gosh, Pete's blowing my mind here. I hope the rest of you are listening and taking notes.
No, I was carrying a wounded man.
How can I take notes while I'm carrying a wounded man?
a Major Bakersfield drops Dom Drunkard on the floor as he plays on his notepad and furiously starts scribbling down notes. Okay, so as you take a few steps on the squeaky floorboards and open up the door to your left into Dr. Simeon's study, as you open it up, you see that there's a single lamp on in the room atop Dr. Simeon's desk. And sitting at the desk is the aforementioned owner of the house, Dr. Simeon Constantinovich. He's sitting there with a glass of course, non-alcoholic water. As he stares dazedly into it, just swirling it around in his hand and just glancing at it, glancing at nothing, you're not really sure. Sitting nearby in a soft lounge chair, though not lounging, he's sitting on the edge of it, literally at the edge of a seat, also with a glass in his hand, is Detective Billy McConnell, as he just stares at the window, at the rain falling outside and the streetlights, though also eyes just glazed over in that thousand-yard stare look that Major Bakersfield you are very familiar with.
What's the matter with you guys? Didn't you hear us knocking? Whoa.
Yeah, why didn't you let us in? We just got chased by a bunch of bumhole monsters.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just here bleeding all over the place.
Whoa. Those were bumhole monsters back there? You guys just said they were hobos.
Yeah, bums.
Is that what you call hobos? That's offensive.
We call them bums. And also, we put holes in their heads.
That's a pretty standard term, but bumhole monsters?
We call them bums, and then we put holes in their heads.
Only some of them.
Bum holes.
Only some of them are bum holes. Not all of them.
Yeah,
all
the ones we killed.
I guess the ones chasing us weren't bum holes.
So, yeah, what is it
the
called when you shoot
bums
a hobo?
Just bums.
Okay, no, I get it. What do you call it when you shoot a hobo? A bum hole.
Bum hole. Yeah, now you're catching on.
I'm up to speed.
Hey.
Okay, all right.
Whoa, what's going on with McConnell and Can't Stand Your Bits?
I created more bum holes than Tallahassee did. Just saying.
Dom Drunkard, you seem pretty chipper for being horribly wounded.
Oh, that's true. That's a fair assessment.
You're kind of like a bum hole, Dom.
I mean, no, I'm not horribly wounded, but I'm gonna lie down on the couch.
You got a hole in you, and you're kind of a bum.
I'm also a bum hole.
Yeah. Shocking.
Yes, you have a bum hole because you were shot by a bum.
No, he is kind of a bum. He's a drifter.
Would that make it a bum hole bum hole? Wait, what? Would that make it a bum bum hole or a bum hole bum?
Dom, you got a bum bum hole.
Well,
does say hobo on Pete's character sheet.
It does, actually.
It does.
So he's got. So then, I think it would be a bum hole.
Yeah, so I don't know why Dom Picard is even making these jokes and why he's not super offended.
I'm offended.
At all your guys.
You're right. The bum gave you the bum hole, so you're a bum hole.
A bum hole.
Yeah. I would think Dom would be saying things like, we're not bums, we're domicilely challenged.
We're not, yes, and we're not bums.
All right. Okay, so anyways.
Dom hole?
Yeah, you know
any
what?
Any hole in Dom is a Dom hole.
Hey, you guys see this Dom hole over here?
Which one?
Billy, you do come to your senses now when you hear these people talking to you, as they also kind of shove you off the edge of this lounge to lie Dom Drunkard in your space.
Whoa. Easy, guys. When did you guys get here?
As you see, he's bandaged up. He's got... Where did you get shot again?
In the bum hole.
In the bum hole.
It was terrible to patch him up.
As you see, he's wearing this everywhere. Diaper... over his pants that's covered in bum blood.
That's the worst kind.
Am I going to bleed out?
No, you are not going to bleed out. That's probably something we should talk about here.
Joe's on the card.
We're going to pull
where the
doll.
Hobo touched you.
Where the bum shot hobo, you.
Where the bum shot you in the bum.
Wait, is it bung or bum?
Yes.
Bum.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Dom, you are no longer bleeding out. You're no longer bleeding to death. You do have a major wound.
That's bullcrap.
So, you were saved from bleeding out or patched up by Major Bakersfield by doing first aid on you. But the way that the damage works is that if you sustain enough injury to put you unconscious, you will go into the dying phase. There's a little box you can check called dying. And
is it this box right here?
I'm gone.
Yep.
This
the box
that
says dying.
No, B, yep. Don't touch it.
Now, should I make a tick mark, or does it need to have a little X?
You don't need to mark it yet.
But I mean, in the eventuality that I do, do I
I'm
tick mark?
I'm pretty sure if you die, you'll know.
Or do I put an X? Or
probably
do I go,
probably an X if you die.
Or do I go, ooh.
Retroactively learn diamond skin and cast it.
I retroactively learn diamond skin.
Diamond?
Oh my gosh, you've defeated me.
Yes.
And all of my nefarious plans. Okay, so... sorry, I'm trying to get the damage rules.
Natural healing rate with a major wound is a weekly healing roll.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of that stuff is on your character sheet, actually.
Dying first aid equals temporarily stabilized, then require medicine. But you weren't dying, were you? You didn't reach zero, did you?
No, he didn't reach zero, so he was not.
I also did not fall unconscious.
He was not dying.
I do have a major wound.
So, yeah, so you never passed into the dying phase.
I didn't have to make a saving throw. Although you don't do that in this game.
And
anyway.
You did get a major repair, too.
I got a major repair.
Yeah. It was legit.
A major baker.
So
yeah, it's a special.
All right, so there's a very handy, for those of you that don't know, those of you guys playing this game or listening to the show or any of you guys, something super handy that Chaosium did a good job with in their Keeper's guidebook.
Digest.
Is that at the back of the book in the appendices, they have like one page rule summaries for a bunch of the rules and flow charts that are super handy for anybody running a game. So I recommend you taking a look at those because they're very useful for pulling them up when you're running a game to just make a quick reference on some of the rules. So for like the damage flow chart, if you do have a major wound, then if your hit points fall to zero, you then will check the dying box. And then at the end of each round, you have to roll for a con check. And if you fail, you die.
Yikes.
Yeah. So if you succeed or if somebody administers first aid before you have to make that con check, then you are temporarily stabilized and you're back to one hit point. So I guess within the next hour, somebody needs to administer successful medicine. If they don't, then you have to do a con roll at the end of every hour. And if you fail that con roll, then you can fall unconscious and start dying again. So once you go into the dying phase, then you can get stuck in this loop where you're going to keep falling unconscious every hour unless until somebody administers a successful medicine check. So you're not in this yet, Dom, because you haven't, your hit points haven't dropped to zero. But as soon as your hit points drop to zero with this major wound, then that wound's going to open back up and you're going to start bleeding out again. And so that means somebody's going to need to administer first aid on you, and that will stabilize you. But then every hour you're going to have to make a con check or else go back into that phase again where somebody has to stabilize you again.
We might need to get you to the hospital sometime soon.
I'd say let's do something very easy.
Yeah, unless somebody within the next hour, after you check the dying box, you have to have medicine within the next hour or else you will keep going through that cycle. If you have a successful medicine check, then you will uncheck your dying box and you'll be out of that loop.
Hey, Simmy, medicine check me.
Can I medicine check him yet?
Yeah, you can, but medicine takes about an hour to do. So you guys can do that now. That's fine. If you want to take the hour. I mean, you guys are all in here anyway.
Can we have a conversation while he's doing medicine?
Does Simmy have medicine better than 1%?
Yeah, Simmy, do you actually have medicine?
Simmy's got decent medicine,
I got 26.
Oh, that's pretty crappy.
Oh, that's not very good.
No.
And he's the only one.
He's the only one, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got good first aid, but 1% on medicine.
So wait, am I out of my madness yet?
Yes, so Dr. Simeon, so Billy. Billy and Simmy, as these guys come in and they start talking to you, suddenly the haze clears from your mind. You've just been in this daze, and the last thing you can remember is the horrible events at the hospital where Raymond Goddard was eviscerated and stab, to put it bluntly, or to put it sharply.
real sensitive, man.
To put it sharply, yeah.
Stabby, stab, stab.
As you saw the horrible death of Raymond Goddard, as he was stabbed to death by an invisible entity,
by a deadly ghost.
By a deadly ghost. So
all right,
you guys both had a break in your sanity right there, and you walked out of that room, and you vaguely remember walking back to the waiting room, the main area of the hospital where the check-in desk is, and then just sitting down in one of the in the chairs and breaking down, and then everything just goes hazy from there. Nothing's really clear. You have missing time between then and now. You have some vague recollections of driving in the car, you know, headlights, rainy street, rain on the windshield, hazy recollection of walking through the rain, and then the first clarity you have was just now when the rest of these guys came in and started talking to you.
I was like, oh,
are you guys okay? What's going on?
You're on the couch, shut
and
up.
You're not actually sure how much time has passed.
What's going
between
on?
So,
then and now.
I talk to Tallahassee and I say, hey, didn't see you guys come in. Is that Dom over there? Is he okay?
You guys been voting or something? What's wrong with you?
I go over and I'm like, oh, let me see if I can help him. I go over to Dom lying on the couch and I lean down and whisper in his ear and I say, get your fat ass off my couch.
Does he have to roll for intimidate?
He should roll with disadvantage because he's all crazy right now.
That seems like it'd be more.
I'd give him advantage, right. Yeah, for intimidate.
That'd be more intimidating.
That's way more intimidating.
Yeah, just after, especially after what I saw. No, but let me roll a medicine.
All right, you're gonna try and do medicine.
Yeah.
Okay, if you fumble, then you can
poison him.
Cause problems.
Don't fumble.
Just poison him.
You will poison
Don't
him.
Poison
will
him.
Accidentally poison him.
Cut things off.
Don't cut off my wiener.
But you can try a medicine roll. But, well, and actually, if you're going to start doing medicine right now, I'll have you roll it at the end of the hour. How's that sound?
Sure.
Simmy, Billy, what's with those 1,000-meter stairs in your eyes?
Yeah, you guys look like what you've happened? Seen
you
something.
You look like you've seen a ghost.
That is a ghost? A deadly ghost? That's a 1,000-yard stare.
They don't understand what you're talking about.
No, it's a 1,000-meter stare. The metric system is much more user-friendly than the crazy system you Yanks use.
You guys don't understand his strange hobo speak.
Sorry, I don't understand your strange hobo speak. Meters and whatnot. But that's a 1,000-yard stare if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, what the hell's a meter?
So, Keeper, I was pretty stupid when I did my diamond skin rolls. I only rolled half the dice.
Too late.
Oh. Yeah, too late. Too late. Can't hear you. Can't hear you after the fact. Oh, you're breaking up.
So...
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense, because I remember thinking when you told me that it seemed pretty low, but I didn't want to, like, break things up in the middle of what we were doing.
Right.
Because I remember you said you spent, like, almost all your... Or you spent all your magic points, right?
I did, and then I only rolled 5 times, which I was...
Yeah, right, and then stupid. You're like, yeah, I have 18, and I was like, that seems real low.
You mean to tell me that I took a bullet for you because you only rolled half your dice?
That was your choice,
no.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know what
you went outside
thinking.
When diamond skin was out there. That is
I'm like shining bright as the sun, and you come running behind
no,
me.
No, clearly
like
you're only shining half that bright.
And tripped and shot yourself.
If you heard him say what his armor was and you metagamed and got yourself shot, then you deserve it.
You're like, I've got diamond skin
all
on
right,
the
fine.
Inside.
I
got
retract the shot. Hilarious joke. Because the joke was too metagamey.
I sustain my hilarious joke about you metagaming. Okay, so yeah, sorry, Seth. How much armor do you actually have then?
Yeah, so I said 18.
How much diamond skin?
And then yeah. I got injured, or sorry, yeah, I said 18, okay. And then I got injured 10. That hit points got taken off, or armor got taken off.
Okay. All right.
Finishing the roll, I actually ended up with 38. So after 10, I have 28 armor.
Freaking frig, man. Here's another quick tip for keepers out there. Don't give your players the diamond skin spell.
Yeah, only give them Smiting Blast the foul one because it's worthless.
Whoa.
Never be able to kill
I them. Use that quite well and taken
yeah,
down some
he's used
smoothies.
That to great effect.
Okay. I foul blast Sam right now in the face.
Okay, do it. Roll it. I won't even make you roll it. Major Bakersfield, you slam through the window.
We'll meet again, Simeon.
Okay, so Dr. Simeon, you walk over to Dom Drunkard and you are looking over his wound, trying to be careful with it.
Ooh, that tickles.
Since bedside manner really is your specialty.
Achoo! Oh, sorry. Sorry, Dom.
Okay, so all of you guys, this is the first time you've actually been back together for a while.
That's why I was asking about that 1,000-meter stair. Tell us what happened since last we met.
Yeah, last what's wrong with you guys?
Since last we met. Last we met.
Since last we met.
So do you want us to recount it to them, or can we just say that we told them what we saw?
Oh my gosh!
You can just say we told tell them what happened.
Yeah, so I told them what happened.
Oh my gosh!
I tell them one more time.
No!
Oh my gosh!
So wait, the guy was just stabbed invisibly?
He was stabbed invisibly?
I was totally paying attention, but just in case, can you say that whole thing over
so
again?
So Tallahassee, this is what happened.
Oh my gosh!
Did you catch that, Dom?
Oh my gosh!
Okay, moving on. All right, so these guys impart to you the news of their adventures at the hospital. You guys learn about the supposed suicide of Dr. Doyle.
No.
The incredibly insensitive comments of Billy McConnell in reference to that suicide.
Not cool, bro.
And guys, we've seen way worse than that. That's what got you all messed up?
I wasn't there when you guys melted that girl.
Billy, what's wrong with you?
Shut up, Simmy. Just shut up.
So they recount just what they found, the papers you found, your attack that you had up in Dr. Doyle's office, the radio that's been speaking out messages, and then the final countdown. Sorry. And then on the way out, running into... what was that Goddard's guy's name?
Raymond Goddard.
Raymond Goddard.
Yeah, but what was his dad's name?
Gerald Goddard.
Gerald Goddard. Age 11, 141 pounds.
It's Mr. Goddard.
Very fat.
His name's
okay,
Mr.
So you saw Mr. Goddard, which is his name. The elderly gentleman, father of Raymond Goddard, followed him back to the hospital room of Raymond Goddard, where you saw him go into also a catatonic state shortly before he was torn to shreds.
Billy, tell us more about this invisible stabbing.
Well, I told you that already.
Spontaneous stabbing.
Yeah, it was like they just appeared. I mean, we heard the...
you followed the radio signal.
I ran down the hall following the radio. And then when we got in the room, I heard the radio talking.
Well, I even saw the shadow man.
That's what I'm asking. You saw, like, a humanoid.
Simi said he saw it again out of the corner of his eye, and then wounds started appearing.
Holy. Mother of Pearl.
Did the wounds look similar to the spider monsters?
I'll show you what they look similar to. I rip off my shirt and show them my wounds.
Did I happen to notice that?
What you saw from Raymond Goddard sounds a lot like what they told you happened to Dr. Simeon after he drank the soy sauce.
Right, and I had already hypothesized that the stab wounds were similar to the stab wounds that Simi got.
Did you?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I ripped off my shirt and I said they look just like this. And I ripped my shirt off.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You guys all need a roll for sanity.
So the stab wounds that Raymond got while he was laying in the bed, they looked similar to the ones on the corpses that we've already examined.
Yes.
Like my wife.
And similar to what?
They look like what happened to my wife.
And similar to, the stab wounds that were on your wife, they all look very similar. And look similar to the scar.
Did you guys say you heard a voice come through the radio?
Yeah, the radio said specifically,
"Disaster.
Remember me, Billy?" So it's somebody that I know or have met at some point.
Did it say, "Oh, Billy?"
I think,
yes.
Let's think about this for a moment. Because I think that's an important point. The person from the radio is taunting you specifically, somebody we've met. So this has to be somebody that we know. And if you think about going back to the beginning, the first person that we know of that was targeted was... the Major. I'm sorry, Major.
Why you gotta bring her up?
May she rest in peace.
Why?
But
wait,
also...
What happened to your wife? Is she dead?
Wait, did your wife die?
Shut up, you guys.
Is she dead?
Wait, you had a wife?
Guys, yes! Someone you met her! Dom, you were living in my house!
So, all right, Dom, back on the rest. What you're saying is you think that that the attack on Elizabeth was specifically directed at Bakersfield.
Well, it's gotta be. If it's somebody taunting us, and then if you think about... the list of victims we have, let's put that together There's four victims.
If you count Dr. Doyle, like they were talking about, it sounded like he might have committed suicide, but...
Suicide?
That's what I said. I said suicide.
Oh, suicide.
I never said that when we were growing up.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't a suicide.
We got Elizabeth Bakersfield. May she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace.
John Johnson.
May she John rest Johnson. In peace.
Now...
fake name.
And then Dr. Doyle at some point, and then now Raymond Goddard.
My question...
And John Johnson, we figured out, was Harmon
Vance.
What do they all have in common? What would my wife have in common with these other guys?
Well, I think the person that has the thing in common with the other guys is you. But you were out of... you were
what
with
do I
us.
Have in common with them?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, tell me.
So let's... let's...
Did you buy a refrigerator?
Let's put this in... Did you buy a refrigerator?
Oh, that's what it was.
But we also found one more where I got shot, and that was Anna Fairbairn's.
Wait, you guys got Anna Fairbairn's? You were at Fairbairn's house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where
and
we came
so we
from.
Tell him about Anna Fairbairn's. So Anna Fairbairn's...
I actually got her information from Dr. Doyle's office. She's Thomas Shevitz's sister.
Gandalf Romanowski's sister?
Gandalf Romanowski's sister.
The guy had netted?
Tromanowski Nooski's room sister?
Exactly.
What were you guys doing
that?
Over
is
there?
Exactly my point, Major. I think Anna Fairbairn's is the key here. This was the thing that tied all of them together. Because for the life of me, until now, I could not think of why anyone would want to kill Harmon Vance of Vance Refrigeration. Especially those connected with Elizabeth Bakersfield, may she rest in peace, and Dr. Doyle. But when you look at what we found in Harmon Vance's pocket, it said take out the trash and gave Anna Fairbairn's address. So Harmon Vance very clearly was the one who killed Anna Fairbairn's, the sister of Gandalf Ramazewski. Dr. Doyle fired Gandalf Ramazewski. Elizabeth Bakersfield, may she rest in peace, was the wife of the man who netted Gandalf Ramazewski.
I should have killed him when I had the chance. Raymond, we should have punched him to death.
Raymond helped.
And Raymond,
when does Raymond come
Raymond in? Was the one who wrote the note telling Harmon Vance to kill Anna Fairbairn's.
Oh, gotcha.
Anna Fairbairn's is the key that unlocks this entire case. The only person with motive to kill this exact set of victims is Gandalf Ramazewski, or Tomaszewski, if you want to use his real name.
Randolph Tomaszewski
Randolph
is his real name.
Tomaszewski.
Gandalf Randall Svern is what I have written.
Gandalf Randall Svern. The only person with motive to kill all these people is Randolph Tomaszewski.
But, like, why now? Like, why would he? I mean, he's locked up. Right?
Yeah,
like,
he's in the asylum.
That's
as far as I know, he's still in there. He didn't break out.
Well,
but
I think that's why it's so important.
He's also incorporeal somehow, according to Simi.
I think that's the important part, is the person who is committing these atrocities is very clearly not physically present.
Is he staying?
And I think that's another thing.
Is he and Corbett staying in the same loony bin?
They're probably...
Maybe they're in cahoots.
I don't think Corbett's in the loony bin.
He is. From your last understanding, from the last you knew, they are both held in the maximum security wing of Arkham Sanitarium, where they were remitted for psychological evaluation and treatment.
I think that's a very important point, too, because why, if somebody wanted all of these people dead, why would they have to go through such an elaborate and roundabout way to do it if they could physically be there to do it themselves?
Well, and Tomaszewski was Corbett's puppet. I don't think he learned how to do this on his own.
I think that's a very good point.
So, somehow, Tomaszewski's going into Soyland and pulling these people in there and getting them killed by spiders. And that would explain why they're malnourished and dehydrated.
Well, that's definitely what happened to me.
From your description, Simi, in Tallahassee, yeah. This place is a wasteland, right?
Yeah, there's nothing for miles, unless you dig. If you keep digging, then eventually you'll find.
I'm guessing you discover water if you dig.
So, these are all, I'm just kind of laying out your guys' clues that you guys have gotten. So, which is really, I guess, that's really what you guys are doing. As you come in, you're having this conversation, you're pulling all of your papers out, you're laying them out on Dr. Simeon's desk, you push all of his crap onto the floor because it's unimportant.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, it's fake science papers.
Yeah.
I literally am.
And so you guys take out everything that you found, guys? And you're laying it out on the desk here as you're having this conversation.
I use that.
Dom, that's some pretty impressive detective work.
Well, I learn for the best, Billy. Thanks, man. At Billy and give him finger guns.
So what you're saying, Dom, is that Corbett's doing all of this.
Corbett's back.
I think, to the Major's point,
my gosh.
I have a hard time believing that Ramazewski could do this on his own. But Ramazewski is the person with motive and lack of opportunity, I guess is the way to put it, to kill these people.
I mean, obviously we need to figure out how to stop him. Or, I mean, you know, confirm that it's him and stop him. But is there any connection with like us and what is happening to him? I mean,
he's killing our wives. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
if you had a wife, you'd be next.
What I mean, like, if we're saying that Harmon Vance Refrigeration was ordered to take out his sister,
what?
Sorry, what?
I said I hate you guys and your Vance Refrigeration.
Oh yeah,
you did that to yourself.
You did that to yourself.
Yeah, this is on you.
I know.
This is
all I know. You, it's my fault. Idiot. It's my fault.
And John Johnson.
Yeah. First you give us Wiener guy, and then Vance Refrigeration.
You have to know if there is an available reference, we will make it hundreds of times.
So my point that I'm making is that obviously he's, you know. Never mind. I think I think he's just getting revenge on everybody. That's okay.
I think the motive is revenge.
We
have to remember that Randolph Tomaszewski is not all there in the head.
Yes.
Well, I mean, there's just to remind. I mean, he's not just responsible for netting him. You guys are all responsible for catching him and putting him in prison.
Yeah, I got him in the wall.
So, as we're looking over the things that everybody's placing on the desk. What's this, guys? This business card from Wicked Dubois, the reporter from Arkham Gazette?
Yes, that's a great, great, great question. We found that at Anna Fairbairn's house, and I called Ricky. He didn't have specifics, but he said that she had reached out to him. I'm guessing that she implied there was some sort of connection between her brother, serial killer, Miskatonic Mangler, Gandalf Ramazuski Fairbairns, and the mayor.
Dun, dun.
So somehow that information got intercepted, and that's why Raymond told Vance to take out the trash.
Vance Refrigeration.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So somehow that information got intercepted, but how?
That's
how?
A good question.
That's what I wanted.
Because
to
Ricky Dubois.
Dubois.
I think it's Dubois.
Do you think he's on the up and up, or does he sound like he might be a sketchy
he
character?
He sounded
as
up
well
and up on the phone, but we have to consider the possibility that he's the leaky faucet, so to speak, in this case, because somebody Anna Fairbairn's told is the one who got her killed. And the only person we know for sure that she told was Ricky Dubois.
Ricky who?
Ricky Dubois.
All of this can be tied back to the influential people, you know, like the mayor. What's that other guy's name?
Goodman Gray.
Yeah, Goodman Gray.
Mr. Goddard. Oh,
Mr.
yeah.
Mr. Goddard. Gray.
The mayor, all these higher ups, they're all involved.
When we spoke to Devin Black, when we mentioned when we mentioned Goodman Gray's name, his eyes got real wide, like saucers. Like teacups.
Like pancake nipples.
Like okay. Pancake nipples.
Okay, so that was what I was trying to ask. I was too dumb to form coherent words. But I was trying to figure out what the connection was with, like, Goodman Gray and how it was sort of leading back to us. And that's why I was like, oh, I guess he's just getting revenge on everybody.
Yes, but also, this is all tied in because Anna Fairbairns was murdered as soon as she said she had information on the higher-ups in Arkham, such as the Goddards and the mayor.
So I wonder if there's any way for us, like, if we somehow can get in to Randall's Fairns. Never mind. Eject. I'm backing away from what I'm saying.
Well, I think an important thing that we need to keep in mind is
killing me, dude.
Unless Gandalf Ramazuski is stopped, we can't assume that his murder spree is complete. And we have to further assume that all of us are on his list.
Yeah, y'all better hide your wives, hide your kids. He's killing everybody out here.
Because he's
those involved in his
and he's stabbing
death
everybody around here.
So if he knows, I mean, he's got to know that Harmon Vance Refrigeration, was just the hitman, and he's probably going to be going for the higher ups.
Well, he tried to go after you.
We've got to somehow get or to figure out how to stop Ramazuski while he's in high security Arkham.
We just turn into shadows ourselves.
Maybe we could get in to see him. I mean, they might let me in so I could talk to him.
So, Dr. Simeon, as everybody's laying out all these clues on your desk, you are working on Dom Drunkard, on his wound. You're inspecting it, trying to figure out the best way to treat him, hopefully get it set up a little bit better than the quick first aid that Major Bakersfield was able to perform. But as you glance over to the desk and you see the papers and receipts and business cards laid out over there, you glance again over at the ID card from the police department, which you guys happen to bring along. The one of Harmon Vance. Vance Refrigeration. And glancing over at it and looking at the picture of Harmon Vance of Vance Refrigeration in his very refrigeratory appearance.
I'm looking at it right now. This is a cold man.
It actually sparks a bit of familiarity now that you're looking at him closely. You pick up the card and you hold it up closer to your face. You're looking at the mugshot for Harmon, and it feels like you know him.
Guys, I think I know him.
There's some kind of recognition. So, Dr. Simi, as you're looking at him, you're trying to remember, you're racking your brain, even though throughout all of the abuse it's gone through today. And part of the reason why you're having such a hard time is it's almost like it's a dream like memory. It's this hazy memory. And then finally it clicks when you think of this, when you think of that phrase that it's dreamlike.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And you remember you saw this man in your dream this morning before you were awakened by Billy McConnell's phone call calling you down to the murder at the Riverside Apartments, Riverview Apartments.
Oh,
you remember you were standing in that blasted landscape next to your wife, looking at your wife, and you glanced over, and you also saw this man standing there, though he looked much more disheveled than he does here and distressed, but not as much so as when you saw him later in the apartment building, which he was so emaciated and weathered you didn't recognize him when you saw him lying in the chair dead in the apartment. Looking at this photo, though, it does spark that memory, and you did see him in your dream this morning alongside your wife as you were in Soyland looking around.
Digging. Fellas?
Digging.
What's up?
Harmon Vance of Vance Refrigeration. He was in my dream this morning. Right before we found his dead, cold, lifeless corpse.
Wait, you had a dream this morning?
You dreamed about this man right here.
About this guy.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. I was dreaming about a man.
This guy right here.
The one on this card.
Wait, you dreamed about the guy in this card?
This guy on the card.
This guy right here.
Harmon Vance Refrigeration.
With the hat and then no hat.
He's in your dreams?
Yeah, he's my dream.
But wait, but you never met him before.
I haven't met him before today.
Sorry, dreaming about
him. Did you have him in your dream this morning before you met him?
What was your dream? Tell me about your dream.
Tell us about your dream.
So I was dreaming, right? So I was like in a dream.
Okay, okay.
And then he was there in that dream.
In the dream.
And then I and then Billy called, and I woke up. Okay.
So your dream started off, and it was like a normal dream.
Like I said.
You were, remember, first you were Drandy Savage.
Exactly.
You were fighting creatures, and then the creatures turned into smoothies. Mm-hmm. And you were fighting a bunch of smoothies, and then suddenly you were back in Soyland. And everything was weird. The time was very weird in Soyland. Like, it wasn't consistent. It would speed up. It would slow down. It would run in reverse. It was all over the place. You actually watched yourself be chased and attacked by one of those spider creatures. And while you were watching that, you turned to the side and you saw your wife standing there, mm-hmm. also watching the same thing. And she looked extremely confused. She was looking at that. She was puzzled. She was afraid. She was looking around like she didn't know where she was. And then you glanced over, and hiding behind one of the crystal pillars or standing nearby was this man also. And he was very disheveled, weathered, but not as bad as when you found his dead body. His clothes were torn. He looked like he'd been there for a while. And he was there. He was also watching you getting attacked by that spider.
So, guys, this guy with the dream was me.
And then the phone rang and you woke
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Okay, guys, did you hear everything I just said?
That was a perfect relay of your dream. Guys.
That's great information.
Yeah, so, what do we do with that? That means, hold on. If he was there... And Mary Beth was, holy crap. I call out for Mary Beth.
Wait, you're leaving a bleeding man here. You gotta finish.
You're leaving the bleeding man here.
Oh, he pulls on your bandages as he's starting. So Dr. Simeon jumps to his feet when this realization hits him. Not just the fact that he saw this man before he ever met him in a dream, but then also it clicks that he saw his wife there too. So Dr. Simeon jumps up. He throws open the door to his studies. He goes running out, calling out to his wife. Which sounds like...
Beth! Mary Beth, 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 Beth! Mary Beth! Mary Beth, 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 Beth!
Did he work on my tummy long enough to get a medicine roll?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, he did not.
Son of a bitch.
I saw, I did see the snake tattoo.
Don't tell anybody.
Hey, whoa, do you guys hear something?
Whoa, you hear that?
You hear that?
Oh, shizard.
Oh, snip, what?
The radio is turning on again.
You hear the radio flare up.
Uh-oh.
And then you also hear, coming from the radio...
You all hear that, or is it just Simi?
You all hear it. You all hear it coming out of the radio.
We follow Simi.
Yeah, I run up to...
Right, so everyone leaves Dom.
I hobble out of the room. Don't worry, guys, I'm on my way.
I scoop him up, baby style, and run him up.
Scoops me
you guys
up
going? Do you want me to stay here with this bum? Or
Run, you stay with this bum.
It is drifting.
I'll stay with the bum.
You,
that's
you
fine.
Bum stay.
It is drifting.
Whoa, I'm not a bum. I'm a dang sea captain. Bum.
All right, you bums, stay here together. Keep an eye on each other. I go running upstairs.
I'm not a bum. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be the end for you. One-eyed, really.
Okay, so the rest of you go chasing after Dr. Simeon. Dr. Simeon, you run out of your office. I'm going to close all these clues on the page, by the way. Which, if any of you want to see all of these clues, sign up at patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles, where you can see all of the handouts that we use in our actual games.
Yeah, classic bait and switch.
Alex switch does a great job right. on these switch game bands, by the way.
All right, so Dr. Simeon, you whip around, you head up the stairs to the upper floor of your house, which holds the four bedrooms of your house. Top of the stairs, You look to the doorway that is to your bedroom that is just ahead of you to the right.
Mary. Mary!
On the northwest side of your house? Yes. Looking down the hallway, looking into your doorway, which now takes on a very sinister tint here in the darkness with just the light coming through from the window. As you call your wife's name a couple more times.
Mary.
As you now hesitate a little bit and walk a little slower into your bedroom. Where looking over, you see the form of your wife sleeping seemingly peacefully in the bed right where you left her this morning.
Oh.
But it's only about 7 p.m.
Mary? Mary?
There's no response.
Get your fat ass out of bed. Oh, gosh, dang it. I can't. Oh, I feel so bad right now.
You're shocked, as that usually works, but there's no response as you call her by her pet name.
Guys, she always wakes up when I say that to her. She's not getting up.
Shake her.
Jump on her.
So as you walk closer, Dr. Simeon, and you look at the impressive girth of your wife lying in bed.
Whoa, you bastard. No one can call my wife fat.
I'm the dungeon master. I have to describe things as they are. You're the one who established that your fat. Wife is
I didn't.
A
was her
large
poor
woman.
Food choices and eating habits, okay? I didn't make...
And lack of exercise.
I didn't force her to eat sugar and fat and force her not to exercise.
She has a glandular problem. Hey, he loves her. He loves her just the way she is.
Freudian fatness.
He's a chubby chaser. So, Dr. Simeon, as you approach and you look at your wife, you pull the blankets back a little way so you can see her face. And she hasn't responded. She's breathing consistently, though she doesn't appear to be sleeping as peacefully as you originally assumed. Her breathing is sounding kind of shallow. And even though she is somewhat of a larger woman of rotund size and roundness of cheeks, her face is starting to look pretty sunken. You made this bed. Now you gotta lie.
I can't lie in this bed. She takes up the whole damn thing.
You made this cake and she ate it.
She is looking. Her cheeks are starting to look sunken. Her cheekbones are pronounced where usually they're soft and round.
So you're saying she's losing weight?
It appears, yes. She's
like, quiet, everybody.
Don't say you're going to leave her. Don't say you're going to leave her.
Maybe we should leave her like this for a little bit, guys.
This is the true meaning of beauty sleep.
Oh. Yeah. And now that she's looking skinnier, you're like, yeah.
I like them big and rotund.
Yeah.
I like rotund women and I can't.
Oh, we gotta
lie.
Get her woken up, guys. I'm losing my shade right. In the summer.
So I just start slapping her across her face and say, wake up.
Okay, so you're yelling at her, you're shaking her.
And I get kind of out of hand, these guys start to try to pull me off. Get up, Mary, get up. Get up.
Sammy, calm down, man.
Yeah, so
I turn around, I slap
the rest of you guys come in.
Get up.
So it's not working, it's not gonna work. So Dr. Simeon, I actually want you to roll a sanity check.
Why?
Because your wife is dying.
Because
your fat wife's dying.
Because your wife is no longer
realization,
fat.
Your wife's going to turn into my wife.
Because the realization has just hit you that the dream that you had this morning was real. And that your wife has been taken, like the others, to Soyland and has been trapped there all day.
All right, I'll roll for sanity now.
Okay.
41, right on the dot.
Okay.
I feel like that's as rare as rolling a one.
Lose one point of sanity, Dr. Simi. You're still going to lose one point of sanity, which is now going to cause you to fail. So now you're going to lose 5 more points of sanity.
Damn it. Suck on that.
Just kidding. So yeah, you just lose the 1 point of sanity. So next time you roll a 41, Dr. Simeon, that's going to be a failure. Mm. Also, I don't know if we, I don't know if this is the best time to go over those sanity rules about why you guys, what happened before, which we didn't talk about that earlier. I should have. Yeah, from
me to
so.
Stare.
Also, you were kind of actually asking about that earlier, Donovan. How long does your bout of sanity, your bout of madness, last, and those things, and what were the effects? So, earlier, your guy's bout of madness. So, in the rules, if you have a bout of madness while there are other players around, then we play it out in real time, and we'll roll how many rounds it will last, and that will be, you know, a few minutes to a couple seconds or whatever when you're having it when there's other players around.
Okay.
But when there are no other players around to witness or to possibly do something about your bout of madness, it happens for basically kind of a I get to pretty much decide what happens to you guys. So it happens off screen and it happens outside of what you guys really know. And so since both of you guys had a bout of madness at the same time and there was no other players around, that's why everything just happened and you don't know, and why you guys don't know what happened. And it just, it went on for an indeterminate amount of time.
Eventually ended up studying.
Yeah. And you don't really remember. You have all this missing time. So that's the way bout of madnesses can work outside of like a real-time bout of madness that we've had in the past. I think that's the first time we've actually had a bout of madness that happened to somebody while nobody else was around. So that's why that ended up working out the way that it did. Okay, so Arkham Boys minus one, you are standing over the unpeacefully restless
unconscious
you are standing over, looking down at the restless, unconscious form of Mary Beth can't stand you bits. So, what do you do?
Who just farted?
Did somebody just rip one? You guys hear Mary Beth rip a nasty one.
It's the only time she smiles.
And you see a single tear run down Dr. Simeon's face. He thought maybe he was never going to hear that again.
That's just her bowels releasing in death.
Yeah. Is this going to be the last time?
No, don't, guys, that's not, no, that's completely normal. That's what she does when she sleeps. Dies. We call her Thunder Bum.
That's what people do when they die. She's dead.
She died doing what she loved. This is last opportunity.
We all heard how your wife died from across the street, okay? We knew exactly when it happened.
It was exactly like this.
Blew the roof off.
Yeah. Yeah, she got stabbed a bunch of times, and then she was like...
It was like Chef from South Park.
We left that out of the initial description for her,
just to respect
her, for her dignity.
Am I not allowed is my guy too injured to?
Yeah,
I mean,
you're downstairs.
Am I too injured to surmount the stairs?
Yeah, of course you are.
You're not too injured to surmount these stairs. No, you may come upstairs if you like.
I would like to come upstairs.
No. What, where are you going, baby boy?
Carry me up. Runch.
All right, hang on.
Runch, this is a matter of life and death. I need you to carry me up the stairs like a baby.
You're smartered up here. Okay, I can do that. Come here now, baby boy. Wrap you up. Oh, you're light as a feather.
Yeah, I like to keep myself in prime condition.
Unlike Sammy's wife.
Uh-huh. Sure, yep. You need to eat some food, you bum.
All right, let's go.
Stop calling me a bum. I'm a drifter. Much more
you're
dramatic.
You're taking me to baby bum. Go to sleep.
I object to this treat. Well, it actually is pretty relaxing. I'm just going to rest my eyes for just a moment.
Yeah. Just go to sleep. And just like Dr. Simeon, sleep well and dream of large women.
Okay, what do you guys want to do?
So we just heard the radio kick on.
Yes.
And Mary Beth is not waking up. So,
put some smelling salts under her nose.
Simi, you got some smelling salts?
Why, yes, I do.
Doesn't work.
Classic. Though that usually works, this time it does not.
Hey, Simmy. If she dies, are you available?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was electrocuted not too long ago.
Beautiful. We've come full circle.
Hey, Simmy, why don't you, Simmy, why don't you try Command of the Wizard? Maybe it'll bring your wife back.
About you mind your damn business, and don't tell me how to talk to my wife.
Okay, sorry.
That's actually a really good idea. I'm sorry I said that to you. I'm really frustrated right now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Billy. I know you're young and emotionally vulnerable.
Okay. I understand, Simmy.
I know you're young and emotionally vulnerable. Your hormones are just raging right now.
All over the place.
You know, as a psychologist, I would assume we could keep her cool a little bit better.
I'm like a little boy. My frontal lobe isn't even fully developed yet.
Well, it's your prefrontal cortex that is not fully developed yet, you mook. I'm sorry. There I go again. I'm sorry. All right. That was a good idea, though. I'm going to command of the wizard my wife, guys.
Okay.
Take a couple steps back.
All right. Give her the wizard.
All right.
You're a wizard, Simmy.
So I'm going down to 10 hit 10 magic points, down to 39 sanity.
Just make sure you speak very clearly.
All right, so I do give you a pow check. My pow's 75.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, do your pow check. Oh, where's my cards?
Want me to wait?
We're doing it live. We're doing it live.
48 out of 75. So that's a success. Yes, sir.
Did you just make an angry we'll do it live reference?
Yes, I did. Okay. All right, Dr. Simeon. What is the command you speak with your wizardly powers?
What is your favorite color?
Hold on.
Okay. All right. We're waiting. She's listening. She's listening, Dr. Simeon.
Hold on.
You see her ears perk up a little bit as her head does it ever so slightly. Turn in your direction.
Mary.
To hear the words from her loving husband.
Get your fat ass out of bed.
As Dr. Simeon speaks the sweet, sweet words of his customary morning greeting, using her pet name, you see her hair flutter slightly as the magic infused, the arcane enhanced statement from your lips enters into her ears and her psyche. And as you're watching Dr. Simeon, you see her eyelids flutter slightly.
Oh.
But nothing happens. She does not awaken. She sinks back into her deep sleep.
Oh, was it just me or did I hear the radio go off downstairs? When I was running away.
You did hear the radio go off downstairs when you were running away.
No. Is the radio in the room with us now?
Yes.
I still have the radio on me.
Is it going off right now?
It's not, actually.
Ooh, that's good. All right. What do we do? Tallahassee.
Does anyone have any soy sauce left? Quick, get a hobo and hug him.
No.
Dom, come here.
Oh, yeah, Dom.
Give me Dom.
What? I'm not a hobo. You got one right here on the floor. Here, hug him.
For the last time, it's Drifter.
Okay. Does a drifter work? Does it have to be a hobo? I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty confused as what's going on here and what you guys are talking about most of the time. I'm just really trying hard to yes and this whole thing.
Quick, Tallahassee, hug me.
This worked
Use
before.
Your hobo powers.
Bastion, call his name. Shibadir!
Oh, man. That is the original Shibadir Shibadir there. You gotta pull up that clip, man. That's literally exactly what he does. You never hear what the actual name was later.
Probably even in the subtitles, goes, it was unclear.
On. Yeah, it just says Shibadee. Thunder crashes. Yeah.
I will do what I dreamed.
Runs up, throws the door open. Thunder. Shibadee. Never ending story part two. It's the Empress Shibadee 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 Shibadee. Jeez, man. We're referencing Never Ending Story for all of those of you listening at home.
I never understood that movie.
That. Okay, all right. Back to the story. So Bastion had to yell her name out the window because a human child had to give her a name. Otherwise, the nothing would have taken all of Fantasia. That's why, duh. Gosh. Freaking Philistines. Okay, how are you guys going to fix this situation?
Does anyone have any soy sauce left?
Quick, Tallahassee, hug me.
Nah, nobody has any soy sauce.
Would there be any left over at Corbett's, maybe?
Well, why would you want soy sauce? We got
to
wake her up.
So you go to Soyland and wake her up. You slap her in Soyland, she comes back.
Okay, well, so I did go to Soyland.
Did you start digging?
The only way I did start digging. Oh. That's the number one rule of Soyland.
There's a bunch of signs.
Somehow we've got to get to Soyland to affect the people that are there and trying to get back because obviously our spell's here. Well,
how did we get Tallahassee back from Shoreland?
That's what I was going to say. I did hear someone's voice in the clouds, but then I did cast my own spell whilst in the Soyland.
So are you suggesting that we need a spell on each side to create the wormhole? We create a tunnel on this side by using Commander the Wizard.
You and your tunnels.
And then you have a tunnel on your side, so there's a two-ended tunnel. Is that what you're suggesting?
A kill box.
That's why he's digging.
And herd all the spiders through that.
Yeah.
Kill box.
So what was the spell that you cast, Tallahassee?
So I cast my Sign of Power spell.
And that brought you back from there? What does it do? Can it get you there or just bring you back?
I don't know. According to the rules, it says that this will enhance other spells or ward off evil. So it was either warding off evil and breaking the Soyland world or... It was enhancing someone else's other spell that was trying to bring me back.
Why didn't you say something before I cast the Command of the Wizard?
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
Wait until after.
You freaking idiot.
Nobody asked.
Yeah, you know what? Next time you're being murdered by smoothies, I'm just going to watch you die because you won't have asked.
Hold on, Billy. Will you command the wizard,
him.
My
He's
wife?
He's got this, like, diamondy skin. Have you looked at that?
Are you saying he has diamond skin?
He has some diamond skin. I can see it.
Did you want to touch
my
it?
My first rodeo. But when obviously...
Wait, you've seen diamond skin before?
All right, come over here. Let me unbutton the top button of my shirt. You can go ahead and take a touch.
Okay, it's about time. I thought you'd never... Okay.
Go ahead and take a touch.
Yep, let me see. Whoa.
Feel that?
Those nipples are as hard as diamonds.
You could cut glass.
In fact, I have. Yeah. Go check out the diner. Pizza Dragon.
It's smooth.
There's little holes in the glass window.
it's smooth. Like, it's made of diamonds.
But they're smooth as eggs.
Diamond eggs.
It's definitely not smooth as eggs.
All right. Okay, Billy. 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 Billy.
Yes, Simmy. Simmy, I have an idea.
How about you cast the Command of the Wizard, and then we'll have Tallahassee do his power hand move, or hands of power. What's it called?
Sign of power.
The sign of power. While you do that, and you wake up my fat wife.
Are we allowed to know how many maggots?
Maggots?
Maggage points that Tallahassee has.
He already told us he has one left.
Yeah, but is that something he would know?
Tallahassee is allowed. Tallahassee is allowed.
He's like, I know I only have one charge in me, one pump back in me.
I can say so the audience can hear now. But so, as we mentioned earlier, Tallahassee, you spent all of your magic points when you cast your diamond skin spell earlier.
This is true.
But magic points typically refill at about 1 point per hour. And with everything that's happened, I would say it's been about an hour.
2 hours.
Since you last cast your spell, so you probably will have a single magic point that has recharged.
And I have 11.
So, use it wisely.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of my point. If we know it works if he's in Soyland, do we want to risk testing it now when we are not 100% sure that it will work?
That's why I'm wondering if we should go...
Because we might only get one shot with a metaphorical Tallahassee gun.
But my wife...
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we should go over to Corbett's to see if there's any soy sauce left around.
But my wife... If no one does anything, she'll
die.
There
wouldn't be. They searched Corbett's house extremely thoroughly. And
well, is there any other way we could get to Soyland beyond hugging a hobo?
How did she get to Soyland in the first place? She didn't.
Yeah,
did a hobo sneak into your house and hug your wife in her sleep?
Do you let hobos in your house?
Why do you have hobos in your house hugging your wife in her sleep?
What do you have
right here, right now? I mean, you're obviously letting hobos in your house all the time.
Tallahassee, did that hobo drag you to Soyland? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it did. So we could go find a hobo.
It seems like Tomaszewski has the power to somehow send people to Soyland. So
he sent Mary Beth.
What I was thinking is that somehow Simmy and Tallahassee have some kind of influence with the Soyland because they can see Tomaszewski when he comes around. And also, this morning when Simmy was dreaming, he somehow took himself there. He saw his wife, he saw Harmon Vance.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't.
And I'm gonna go to sleep.
Well, I don't know how to get there. I mean, when that hobo hugged me, I felt a very cold, like, pair of hands or something come around the back of my neck. So I don't think it was the hobo that put me there.
It's probably Patrick Swayze.
It was probably Patrick Swayze. Or Randolph Thomas.
Where can we get Patrick Swayze?
It was Patrick Swayze.
It was definitely Patrick Swayze.
If it was Gandalf Fairbairns, maybe you can get Gandalf Fairbairns to take you there now.
Maybe Simmy or Tallahassee have some way they can take themselves there.
So, I don't want to cause a panic here or anything, Simmy.
I can say for
sure. She's been in Soyland all day long.
Then how?
And we've been goofing off quite a bit. Plus, your command of the wizard didn't wake her up.
So, she does not, in fact, wake up.
Crap. Guys. No. She's not waking up. She's not waking up. Someone's got to send me in there right now. I can get there through my dream.
All right,
let me
give this a whirl.
Someone needs to put me to sleep.
One try real quick for me. I smack Mary Beth. I say, get your fat ass out of bed.
She rises from her slumbers.
Arms up.
Like a vampire from its tomb.
I knew it.
Just straight up, like stiff body.
Oh,
rises.
No, you weren't allowed to call her that.
My true lover has called.
All right, let's do this. It didn't work, Simmy. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, Billy, you got to send me in there. You got to put me to sleep. Command of the Wizard, me to sleep, and I can get in there.
All right.
Swear, I got to go now.
Yeah, I can do
it. Go.
And you think you'll be able to get there?
Yeah, I won't even do a power check on you.
You probably should be able to since...
I did it this morning.
You did it this morning when you were asleep.
I did it this morning. I think I can do it now.
You ready? You want to lay down? You should probably lay down so you don't fall.
All right,
you just like punch him?
Yeah. Okay, Runch. Yeah, just give him a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take my glasses off.
All night for this.
Yeah, puts him to sleep. Okay, so I cast Command of the Wizard.
All right, so real quick, give me a rundown here on exactly like so I know. So I got a good idea of what you guys are doing.
So I'm just laying. I lay down on top of Mary Beth, just snuggle right into those folds.
Okay,
nice
and
comfy.
That's. I felt like that went without speaking. Just to be clear here, so.
All right, I lay down.
No, just to be clear here. So
I lay down in my little corner of the bed. Very little.
Yeah, your little foot nook, like a couch, little.
Right at the edge of the bed, and
yeah, he fits.
And then I look at Billy. I'm like, do it now. Put me to sleep now. Do it.
Okay, so the idea here is you're trying to reenact whatever it was you did this morning.
Yes.
By hopefully traveling somehow through your dreams to get back to Soylent.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so somebody going to punch him?
I'm going to command of the wizard.
I'm going to punch him right in the face.
You're not even there yet.
I am too.
And then your wound rips open and you bleed to
death. I mean, you could try punching him first.
All right. Command of the wizard, me, Billy.
All right.
I'm going in, boys.
Dondrin Card breathes his last in the background as you guys ignore it entirely.
And his bowels release.
I'll take this guy out. Just you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Bury him in the backyard.
Runch drags him by the feet.
I remember some of my...
You guys hear his head bumping.
Oh, come on, Runch, pick him up.
I remember some of my combat training as an officer. And they put him in a sleeper hold.
Ooh, that'll work too.
Okay, you're just gonna knock him out that way.
Would I really know how to do that?
Probably.
Well, it was a sure.
Seems like
sure.
Seems like
dumb idea
training,
when
like,
I suggested it.
No,
standard.
Billy, this isn't Command of the Wizard. Solution. What the hell are you doing?
All right. As I put him in the sleeper, I put my finger up to his mouth and go.
Oh, good job, Kay. You hold him. I'll punch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's worth a try. I'm going to save my magic point and my sanity point, and I'm going to put him in a sleeper hole.
Okay. Okay, so you guys watch Simeon drift off. His eyes slowly flutter, and then close.
Give him a thumbs up.
Okay. You see him, and he's out completely now.
And he doesn't wake after a few seconds?
He hasn't. Yet.
You accidentally killed him. You held it too long.
Make sure he's breathing.
Get him here.
Lay him down. Usually if you do the sleeper like that, they wake up pretty quick.
Not me.
So I'm watching to see if he's going to wake.
As you're watching, you do see his eyes start to flutter again. Like.
Like he's about to wake up?
Like he might be about to wake up, yeah.
Okay, I choke him.
Holy crap.
All right, I am going to cast Command of the Wizard. I just wanted to put him out so he had no pal.
I wasn't going to resist you anyways.
Voluntarily fail. Oh, okay. I just didn't know if his, like, mind barriers would automatically be against me.
I said that, Billy. I'm like, I'm not
going to
pose. He can check you.
Yeah, he can fail on purpose.
All right, then.
Next time I got to choke someone.
I'm going to do it now.
Doesn't even need it. Okay, so what do you say to him?
I tell Simmy, sleep.
Okay, and then you see him, his breathing levels out, and he drops completely into a very deep sleep.
Hey everybody, your favorite player Sam here. We've got a huge announcement today, so don't go anywhere. Now, all of you know we've done giveaways before, but nothing like this. To celebrate the 4th of July, and you guys are awesome fans, of course. Today, right flippin' now, we are kicking off our biggest giveaway yet with the Freedom from Boredom contest. But what is the prize, you ask? Well, I'm glad you did, because it is none other than a brand new motherflippin' Switch! It's a Nintendo Switch. That's right. That's right, Arkhamites. We're giving one lucky winner a Nintendo Switch. But that's not all! The Nintendo Switch will be dressed to the nines in a custom Arkham Vile skin! You heard me. Dazzle all of your friends with your one-of-a-kind collector's Nintendo Switch! Holy cow, what a prize! There's a baby crying in the background, but that I don't even care! But that's not even all of it. No, it's not all. You're also going to get the Call of Cthulhu video game on your new Nintendo Switch and the tabletop Call of Cthulhu starter set. Woop, 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 woop. All right, how do you enter this contest? Well, just head on over to our website, www.arkhamrpg.com, and fill out the form. That's it. That's it. It's easy as a crying baby. So head on over and do that. Thank you. Also, don't forget to check us out on patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. And seriously, guys, we love you. We appreciate everything you do. Thank you for listening to the show. And don't go crazy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.